We were talking before about obinutuzumab and FL, and of course, it's obviously approved in CLL with chlorambucil. Could you talk about to what extent, if any, you utilize obinutuzumab in CLL?
Obinutuzumab, I use it for older patients in combination with chlorambucil as part of initial therapy. So I think that's a very reasonable option. My experience is that in patients with bulky disease, we're really relying primarily on the antibody. It doesn't have quite as much efficacy as, say, bendamustine rituximab on bulky disease as we would hope. So certainly folks with non-bulky CLL, older patients with comorbidities, it's a very reasonable option.
And we were talking about the infusion reaction. What do you see when you use it in CLL in that situation with older patients?
It's real. You have to be careful. I recently had someone that had an MI during their obinutuzumab infusion. So I think you do have to be careful. And it comes into the equation of whether it's better to deal with the infusion reaction or better to say just give bendamustine rituximab.
So you were talking before about something I never heard about, this idea of looking for resistance to BTK inhibitors. I'm curious what your thoughts are about other BTK inhibitors. The one I've heard about is acalabrutinib, and what potential advantages it poses both in terms of efficacy and tolerability.
I think the main advantage appears that it may be more tolerable. I think we certainly don't have a head-to-head comparison data to know that, and it's really speculative at this point, but the early data suggests it might be more tolerable, and I think that might be a potential advantage, but it really remains to be seen. There are lots of BTK inhibitors out there that are being developed in addition to acalabrutinib.